In the news update for August the 12th, 2022, on this Friday early morning news edition, part three. Continue on with the War Room hosted by Owen Schroeder on the AJ Network, and of course, being broadcasted on XM Sirius Network, and also on the extra on the terrestrial satellite news network, and also being broadcast across the social media sphere of all the podcasting catching programs that you may use. You can find our podcast name in case you miss us on the radio or on an FM station coming to a station near you. More being added all the time. You just simply go into discovery or search bar and just type in top headlines, national and international news stories. That's how you write it. And make sure you click that. Do me a favor, just click that follow or favorite button. And then once a new episode pops up in the queue, you'll be able to see them as soon as they become available. Let's get right into the news and continue on where we left off in the War Room with Owen. And then we'll go into hour number one of the Alex Jones Show after that, or yesterday.
Listen to Ed Markey in clip 11.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payment, for your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country.
So you can only reach two conclusions from that clip from Ed Markey, and by the way, dozens of Democrats say it, Pete Buttigieg say it, they all say it. You can only reach two conclusions. They're either that stupid and that out of touch with reality, or they're just that big of liars. And I actually think they're that stupid, to be honest. I really believe that Ed Markey is that stupid and that out of touch with reality. Oh, you can't afford $6 a gallon gas, so certainly you can afford a $20,000 vehicle. What? But that's just the first level of fraud in the claim. It's like, where do you think the electricity comes from? Does it come from pixie dust? What charges your electric vehicle? What powers the electric vehicle? What charges the battery? I mean, there is no electric vehicle without natural gas and coal. Doesn't exist. There is literally no electric vehicle unless you have coal and natural gas. You cannot charge it. It will not run. But okay, aside from that, hey, you can't afford $6 of gas, so just go buy a $20,000 car, jackass. Oh, your battery went out? Yeah, well, then it's $7,500 and you'll be fine.
Or it blew up.
What? Are you that stupid? Are you that out of touch with reality? Are you that much of a jerk? The answer is yes. The answer is sadly, yes. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, these Democrats are just out of control. Let's look at some other examples here. Boston Children's Hospital gleefully encouraged surgical pharmaceutical gender transition for teens. Folks, they are out of control. Listen to this worker at the Boston Children's Hospital tell you that they are into destroying children's bodies.
Gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies that occur. A hysterectomy itself is the removal of the uterus, the
You're
cervix,
sick.
Which is the opening of the uterus,
you are just
and the
sick.
Fallopian tubes, which are attached to the sides
You're a child
of the uterus.
Abuser.
Some gender-affirming hysterectomies will also include the removal of the ovaries, but that's technically a separate procedure called a bilateral oophorectomy. And not every gender-affirming hysterectomy includes that, and people who are getting gender-affirming hysterectomies do not have to have their ovaries removed.
Guys, don't do it. They were about to put the trans surgery video back on the screen. I can't see it, but that's what they do to the kids. They chop little boys' wieners off. They chop little girls' breasts off. They're sick people. They're child abusers. Now, see, look, I hate to be elementary here, but let's just do it. Guys, pull up, go to dictionary.com or whatever, pull up the definition of affirmation, would you? Because I'm just sick of the propaganda. I'm sick of the twisting of words and definitions that these people do. Pull up the definition of affirmation, because they call it gender-affirming care or gender affirmation, all right? That's what they call it. So let's just do this scholastically here. Affirmation, the act of affirming something affirmed, a positive assertion. Okay, so you confirm this, you guarantee this. All right, we all get it. Okay, affirmation. So let's just do a couple examples here. Is my jacket today black? Can someone on the crew affirm that my jacket is black? Somebody come on the air and affirm my jacket is black. Is my jacket black? Can you affirm that? All right, that is jacket is black affirmation right there. Okay, thank you very much. So imagine a little boy walks into a hospital and he's got male genitalia and they say, we're going to cut that off, and that's affirmation. It's the exact opposite. These people live in upside down world. They say it's affirmation to deny. Gender affirmation is you go to the hospital, you got male genitalia, you're a man. Gender affirmation is you go to the hospital, you got female genitalia, you're a female. They're doing the opposite. And now they got the new Disney series that has the drag queen star. It's a big 6'9" dude with a big bulge that's a woman. And then, what's the side effects of this? Because they love kids so much. This is from Axios. Multiracial LGBTQ youth are at higher risk of attempting suicide, and it admits in this story that LGBTQ youth have a much higher rate of suicide. Well, who do you think did that to them? You did, liberals! You're killing kids! All right, let's check in on our favorite Democrat-run cities, decades of Democrat control. How about Philadelphia? Guys, let's check in on Philadelphia in clip 21.
Stop the violence! And you think he was targeted? I believe they target my baby. They target him.
It's been a devastating few days for Kathy Camp. Her 26-year-old son, Denier Camp, was shot and killed Saturday morning just before 12:30 a.m. at 19th and Berks. His family says he moved to Las Vegas to escape Philadelphia's gun violence. And the only reason he was in town was to go to his friend's funeral, who was shot on the 1800 block of Siegel Street 2 weeks ago.
He went away to pursue his music career. He only came here to bury his friend. And then now he's leaving on a toll tag.
Wow, what a sad, sad story that is. But it's Democrats, it's Philadelphia, so that's what you get. When are we gonna stop letting Democrats destroy everything that's good in this country? When are we gonna stop letting Democrats destroy our major cities? Someday we will. But my, oh my. What a sad story. You leave Philadelphia because it's so violent. You come back because your friend gets shot to death, and then you get shot to death. But guys, don't worry, because, hey, we're going after Trump. And, hey, we're going after Trump supporters. Sure, murder rates, violent crime, homicides, stabbings, theft. Sure, all of it's through the roof, but that doesn't matter. What matters is stopping Trump. Don't you see? That's what matters, all right? New York City rent hits a new record high. No break for New Yorkers in sight. Yeah, everything goes up under Democrat Party policy. When gas prices go up, food prices go up. When food and gas prices go up, everything goes up because everything gets more expensive. And so, yeah, but that's the whole entire idea of globalism. That's the entire idea of the Great Reset. That's the entire end game of stopping man-made climate change. You're going to get priced out of the planet. Here's another example. Bloomberg story. High power costs force U.S. industrials and factories to shut down. The U.S. industrial complex is starting to buckle from high power costs. Thanks, Biden. Surging bills are forcing companies to scale back operations, threatening a greater drag on the economy. Workers at the second largest aluminum mill in America, accounting for 20% of the U.S. supply of aluminum, learned they were losing their jobs because the plant can't afford an electricity tab that's tripled in a matter of months. Oh, wait, you mean electricity comes from coal and natural gas that Biden shut off? Shocking! How are you going to charge that electric vehicle?
Yeah, I like to know
when that. They shut the gas off? But see, let me give you an analogy. Let's say you're part of a country club. Say a country club or maybe a gym membership. Maybe that's better. So let's say you're a member at a gym. You got a gym membership, pretty popular gym, affordable. And, you've been there for a while, but a lot of more people are moving in. The gym is getting a little more crowded. There's a little more wealthy people starting to join. And so the wealthy people that join the gym are sick of the crowds. And they don't like all these people at their gym. And so they kind of form a little group and they go to the administrative or the executives at the gym and they say, hey, we want you to raise your prices. There's too much riffraff in here. And imagine, okay, so the gym says, all right. And they'll say, we'll still pay. You know, we can afford it. Let's say it's $100 a month. Let's make it $10,000 a month. And so I guess the executives say, well, I guess, you know, we're making more money if there's less people here, but they're paying 10 grand a month. So I go, okay, I guess we'll do it. And then what happens? Well, nobody can afford $10,000 a month at the gym. So they're gone. And the small handful of people that can't afford it, they get the gym to themselves. That's what's happening on planet Earth right now. You've got a beautiful membership here on planet Earth. All you got to do is be born. You got to be born. And then if you're in a free market, capitalist country, work hard, apply yourself, and you can make it just fine and have freedom and ease of access and even abundance. But see, the rich don't like that. They don't like everybody having ease of access. They don't like everybody having abundance. So they must price you out. That's what's happening right now. The world elite have decided they're sick of you. How can they get you off the highways? How can they get you out of the grocery stores? How can they get you off the gas pumps? How can they get you out of airports? How can they get you out of country clubs? How can they get you out of their way, off of their planet? Price you out of existence. Make you a slave, make you a serf, make you dependent on the government. And then once they've crossed those boundaries and those thresholds, then they can just outright enslave you, and then they can just put you down. That's what they're doing. World Economic Forum advisor Yuval Harari, we just don't need the vast majority of the population anymore. They're telling you, folks, we've been warning you, this is their great plan. This is the Great Reset. They're pricing you out of life. Man-made climate change is a scam. It is a hoax. It is a lie that the world elite are using to price you out of the game. Price you out of the planet, taxing your very existence. That's what they're doing. So just know that. Yeah, Biden's shutting the gas off. Yeah, all the prices are going up. Okay, you see it. Oh, all right, that's a real struggle. That's a real problem. Know what's behind it. Know what the motivation is. It's not to stop climate change, folks. It's to tax you for just living on the planet and price you out of existence. All being done by the world elite because they don't care. They can afford the $10,000 a month gym membership. It's everyone else that can't. And then everything is theirs. That's the world we live in. Let's try to avoid going deeper into it. Shall we? A couple other stories here. This was breaking today. Or I guess it was actually last night, rather. Pendleton flour mills engulfed in flames, considered a total loss. Another processing plant, this time a flour mill, completely burned to the ground. Completely burned to the ground. All the grain, all the flour, gone. And now the entire mill is a total loss. So yet another one. All this happening with Biden in the White House. What's going on? Hey, who cares about your cities and the homicide rates and the violent crime? Who cares about all the plants burning to the ground? We got to get Trump, don't you see? We got to stop climate change. On a good news front, 4,000 beagles that were about to be tortured and murdered by Anthony Fauci's scientific experiments are being released. Thank God. More than 4,000 beagles are looking for homes after animal rescue organizations removed the dogs from a facility in Virginia that bred them to be sold to laboratories for drug experience. experiments. Sorry, Fauci. Looks like you won't be able to run your little sick, demonic, freak, psycho, mad scientist experiments on little puppies anymore. That must really hurt Fauci that he can't have maggots eating out dogs' brains for scientific experiments anymore. Sorry, Fauci, you're not going to kill these beagles. All right, here we go. Let's news blitz it. UK retailer Tesco accused of racism for burglar-proofing dark-skinned makeup. I mean, okay. So let's ask a question, since we're here. If you're a business, and by the way, this has been long debated because Walmart does this, a bunch of people do this, and they claim it's, you know, like hair products for black women, or now it's skincare products or makeup for black women, and they put all this stuff behind lock and key, and then they actually put a lot of skincare products behind lock and key because a lot of them are expensive and they're easy to steal. So if you go look at that at a Walmart or something, you notice that more often now. They have cameras there as well. That's just what happens when corruption takes over a country, and Democrat Party rule. But so, okay, if you're a business and you notice an item is getting stolen more than any other item, and you want to protect that item because it's getting stolen, is that racism?
No.
Or is that common sense?
Common sense.
So is it really racist if you have one item that gets stolen more than anything else, and it's not even close, and it just happens to be this one makeup item, and you say, we're going to theft-proof this, is that racist, or is that common sense?
Common sense. Smart business practice.
But of course, it's called racist. So I think that Tesco should just let that get stolen. You don't want to be a racist now, do you? You bigot.
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want. I'm
let
still lock that
the dark skinned makeup products
down.
Get
so
stolen,
stolen,
you bigot.
They can call me bigot or racist, whatever they want.
Ah, yes, bigotry.
Keep the
product racism
in the store until somebody actually buys it.
All, they get lied about that, too. They lie about that. A BLM, Andy, no reporting here. A BLM style activist attorney has been indefinitely suspended from practicing law in Maryland after a court found that she wrote a racist screed against a former client. She said he was a greedy Jew boy who benefited from white privilege. She's just laying it on thick. BLM-style activist attorney suspended from practicing in Maryland over anti-Semitic racist screed. Greedy Jew boy? White privilege. Oh, man. Oh, but she's black, so, I mean, she can't be racist. I know the rules here. You can't be racist if you're black. It can't be a hate crime. Here's another example. Graphic video. And we've got the video if you guys want to roll clip 15 here. Wendy's employee sucker punches customer in Prescott Valley. And so you see it on the screen right there. Actually, if you zoom out, you get a better angle here, guys. I think we're a little zoomed in. It's a 67-year-old white dude who places an order at Wendy's. Apparently, there's some sort of a confusion or disagreement on the order. And he's standing there eating his Frosty when the black man comes out from behind the counter and sucker punches him in the face. 35-year-old Antoine Kendrick punches 67-year-old. I'm not sure if we have his name. He is in the hospital. He's still in the hospital. And so, but see, that's not a hate crime, I'm sure. Like when we see the videos of the young kids trying to curb stomp white people into the ground. When you hear about the story of the one kid that got beaten to death by the three black kids and this guy going to punch the white guy, I'm sure that's not a hate crime, folks. I'm sure there's no motive factor there that they're thinking, I'm going to stomp the white guy's brains out because he's a racist. I'm sure that's not going on. Absolutely not. But sadly, this is just going to continue because that's the propaganda, and it won't be charged as a hate crime. But if you know the skin colors were reversed, it would be bigotry. Anyway, how about this one? What does this sound like to you, or what does this look like to you? Here's an individual running for, I think, Parliament in Canada, Jean Charest. Thank you to the Montreal Muslim community for their support and organizing a wonderful ballot drop-off with hundreds of members. Wow, what a great thing. All the Muslims out there. Wait a second. Hold the phone here. I'm noticing something about this image. If you guys can find the original image on the screen or the doc cam is fine. I'm trying to figure this out. The Muslim community out at a political event, and I'm what is missing from a, oh, there's no women. What? Not a single woman. Probably hundreds of Muslims in attendance at this political event. Not a single woman made it up. How could it be? We are, I mean, but that's not misogynistic, obviously. That's not anti-woman, right? I mean, we wouldn't dare say that about the Muslim community. Hilarious. Quite frankly, that's how every political meeting should probably be, all men. But sadly, we need women to speak the truth and save America now, too, so all hands on deck. And I'm fine with women being involved, too. But isn't that funny? The Muslim meeting in Canada, it's all men. The women aren't allowed to attend. But don't say it, though. Don't say it. Texas church illegally performs Hamilton with anti-LGBTQ message. Illegally performs Hamilton. Yeah, like somehow the liberal left gets a monopoly on reanimations of theater of history. Like, oh, no one else can do Hamilton. No. Only the liberal left gets to do plays about history, and they get to skew it and slant it and fake it and lie about it and twist it. But oh my gosh, a Texas church did it, and it was anti-lib? Oh, that's illegal. They can't do that. How dare they? We're the only ones that get to do propaganda. We're the only ones that get to do propaganda. We're the only ones that get to tell the story of history. California University hosts segregated student orientation. What's next? They already do segregated graduation ceremonies. They got the white graduation, the black graduation, the brown graduation.
That's stupid.
Where do the Asians fit into this, by the way? Where do the Jews fit into this? I'm not really sure where it goes. Where do they go at these new segregated orientations and graduations? What's next? Are they going to have water fountains where you have to pass a skin color test before you can use them? It was Democrats that brought that to America, by the way. But they don't like letting you know about their true history, do they?
Nope.
Jack Dorsey, now you may have missed this. It was from earlier this week, but I've always tried to give Jack Dorsey the benefit of the doubt, and I've just kind of chalked it up to maybe me being a homer and him being from St. Louis, me being from St. Louis, me knowing some of his family. But I always kind of felt like, even though he's definitely in the liberal left, he's truly anti-establishment. I don't think he ever liked what was going on at Twitter. And for Jack Dorsey to come out and publish a tweet saying, end the Chinese Communist Party, that's nice. And it's in response to a CNN report about the Beijing COVID lockdowns. So I believe Jack Dorsey is an anti-establishment freedom lover, even if he is a lefty liberal. And for him to call for the end of the Chinese Communist Party, good for you, Jack Dorsey. By the way, that's more than anything Elon Musk has ever said about the Chinese communists. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Great story in WND.com. The rot at the DOJ runs deep, and it just shows you all the corruption at the Department of Justice. It shows you all the double standards of Donald Trump, Sandy Berger, Democrats, Republicans. It's exactly what you think. But if you really want to get just a hardcore download of information that you can use to prove the two-tiered justice system, if you're talking to friends and family, The Rot at the DOJ Runs Deep from Jack Cashel, WorldNet Daily, WND.com, really does a good job. Here's some examples. Jake Shields. You know what? I'm running out of time here. Folks, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to air 10 minutes of an awesome interview I did yesterday. We're going to air 10 minutes of it. My original mentor, my original inspiration. I also got to work with this man for 5 years before I started here. I did an hour-long interview with him yesterday. He's an attorney. He's an Emmy-winning talk show host. And I'm going to air 10 minutes of the interview coming up in the next segment. And also tomorrow, Christy Lee will be hosting, but the final hour tomorrow is 1 hour of compilation Owen Schroyer destroying liberals on the streets. So I will see you tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. Here comes the interview next. a.m. to 6 p.m., pilfering through Mar-a-Lago, pilfering through their drawers, their dressers, Melania's wardrobe, going into safes. Now, they're claiming it's for some sort of presidential archives or national archives. I believe that's a 100% lie. Trump's already cooperated with all those requests. All they had to do was make a phone call. I mean, what do you think is really going on here? I think this is another spy campaign to either plant something on Donald Trump, plant a spy device, or just go in there and look for anything they can find to try to figure out what he's up to, what he's going to do in the future, or try to criminalize him.
Yep, that's what I think. It's all
one thing that will come out is the surveillance video at Mar-a-Lago. The Gestapo agents told those that were there, Trump's lawyers and Trump's staff, to turn the cameras off. Now, why would you tell them to turn them off if you weren't going to do anything illegal? That's you wouldn't. Right. That's the answer to that question. But they didn't turn them off. No, so the buffoons that represent the Gestapo had no idea they were being videotaped all along. They went through Melania Trump's lingerie drawer. These are not just Gestapo agents. They're perverts. They're perverts in the proud tradition of Joe Biden, another pervert. We have sexual perverts populating the FBI. We are on the precipice of a cliff teetering into the abyss. That's where we are. And that's not hyperbole. That's a fact. When this kind of thing happens, you can replace the names of Biden with Hitler. You can replace the names of Schumer with Hess. You can replace the name of Pelosi with Heinrich Himmler. These are Nazi people. This is what the Nazis did. I'm surprised these FBI, the Gestapo, they are the modern-day Gestapo, and that's not a compliment, but it is true. I'm surprised they weren't goose-stepping as they went into Mar-a-Lago, because that's what they are. They show up with guns a-blazing. Who are they chasing in Mar-a-Lago? There's a skeleton crew on. The Trumps are gone because they're finished with their stay there for the summer. They're now in New York or Bedminster. There's nobody there. Were they chasing a fugitive? Was there someone in danger inside the house that their lives were about to be taken? What was the reason for drawing guns and sending 30 agents there to let everyone know that the Gestapo is in charge? This is a fishing expedition is what it is. They weren't searching for any documents from the National Archives. That's what they're going to say they did. But even that is so thin. Alan Dershowitz, who hates Donald Trump, voted for Hillary Clinton, but defended Trump in the impeachment hoax number two. Alan Dershowitz said he's never seen anything like this in his life. It's unconstitutional, and there's such a gigantic bar to overcome in order to get a warrant to search this place that it's not feasible. Do you know who signed the warrant? A magistrate, not a judge. They went to a magistrate. Do you know who this magistrate is? He's an Obama donor. He was in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and he resigned in the U.S. Attorney's Office while he was prosecuting Jeffrey Epstein and his clients. The next day showed up as a defense attorney for Epstein and his associates. This is the clown who on social media posted negative things about Trump. They haven't gotten a warrant in their history that they haven't lied to the court in order to get. These people are pathological liars. That's number one. Everyone who took part in the Russia hoax with the FISA court should be in jail today. Not even a doubt. Not even let's give them the benefit of the doubt. No. They lied, knowingly lied, and it was Hillary Clinton that was behind it. It's incredible. If you're a Democrat in this country, you have free reign to do anything. But if you're not, they're coming after you. And Owen, I'm telling you right now, you know this already. They're not really coming after Trump. They're coming after us. He's in the way.
Yeah, and it's just so evident now. They just hired 100,000 IRS agents that they say need to be ready to use deadly force. I mean, what do you think that represents?
Well, just put a Gestapo uniform on them.
Yeah.
They're Nazis. And this is not using the Nazi term loosely. This is what they are. I'm a student of history. And especially a strong student of Nazi history. For whatever reason, it fascinated me that you could get an entire country to follow that kind of insanity. But Hitler was able to do it. Now, they didn't have 24-hour news coverage in those days, but he was able to do it through propaganda, control the media first, and what have the liberals done? They control the media. So you've got them in your pocket, your very deep pocket, and they are controlled. And so the swastika becomes their emblem. And that's who they are. They have copied the Nazi playbook to a T. To a T. You see this kind of raid in documentary films on the History Channel about the Nazis raiding people raiding Jewish households. You see it every day on the History Channel. Now we're watching it in real time at the former president's mansion. It's unconscionable.
Yeah, I think the next post from the IRS is going to be, look at our new uniforms from Hugo Boss. And, you know, it'll have a little armband on them.
How about their lies that none of them knew it was coming in advance? Biden didn't know. Pelosi didn't know. Schumer didn't know. Nobody knew.
That's not true.
They all knew. In fact, Biden put the stamp on it. Remember, it was Biden in the New York Times and the Washington Post who was pressing Merrick Garland to get tougher on Trump. Tougher. I continue to hear
that,
well, it's not the rank and file. It's not the agents. It's just corruption at the top. First of all, the history of the FBI tells you that the latter is true. Corruption at the top of the FBI has been present since the day it was invented. J. Edgar Hoover was a crook. He was a pervert. So it's in keeping with the J. Edgar Hoover theory of criminal behavior and perversion. So that's what the FBI has stood for since its inception. And every director since him has been corrupt. So you start with that premise that the director of the FBI has been corrupt through the years. I would have given the rank and file a pass, a half a pass, a hall pass perhaps, until I saw them go into Trump's home with guns drawn, until I saw them raid Mr. Stone at 2:30 in the morning after having called CNN. Now I understand that the rank and file of the FBI, the Gestapo, is just as corrupt as the Nazis at Auschwitz. So when these people, and you'll hear this a lot, you'll hear it on Fox, well, you know, it's not the rank and file. They're just doing what they're told. I said, well, that's akin to the Nazi murderers at Auschwitz saying, well, we were just following orders. How well did that defense work in the Nuremberg hearings? It didn't work at all. You can't follow orders that tell you to break the law. You're still breaking the law. So the FBI rank and file agents are corrupt. If you know an FBI agent, you know a corrupt individual. That's just the way it is. And that's a blanket statement, but it's true. They want to destroy Alex Jones. They want to destroy all dissent. That's what Hitler did. He destroyed dissent because when there is dissent, they then control the rest. And once they control the rest, you're all dependent on the government. That's their goal. To own you, to control you, to seize the power, and destroy you if you're a dissident. And by dissident, that used to carry a negative connotation. Now it's a compliment, in my opinion. I was kicked off of YouTube, and I took that as a badge of honor.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to put that right up there with my Emmy. A notice that I'm off YouTube. There's only one way to stop this, Owen, and that's if you seek these people out, you charge them, you convict them, and you jail them. Because if you don't jail them, it's the old story about coming home from school, reaching into the cookie jar, and eating cookies until dinner. Then you're not going to eat your dinner, and your mom's not going to be able to stop you. But if she stops you from the cookie jar, you'll quit. You know, if you're going to get punished, you'll quit. But they're not going to stop until they go to jail. Mark my words on that. They haven't stopped for decades because nobody's ever gone to jail. When they start going to jail, they'll stop. The only other option is secession. That's the one I favor. We could go civil war. We could obliterate them, of course. We have guns. They don't. But I think secession is the answer. The red states secede. The blue states can be on their own. They hate us. We hate them. So let's not try to coexist. You live by your rules. We'll live by ours. By the way, we'll have borders. So don't dare try to come into our state without permission or you'll be executed at the border. It's that simple. And then we'll see in 6 months who survives.
Well, I think we got a pretty good idea with what happened between South Korea and North Korea, where leftism goes and where the free market goes. South Korea, a booming economy of free people. North Korea, not so much.
I know a cop who told me this, that during these lockdowns, there was a park. 10 kids were playing in the park in the middle of the day. He had to go over and tell them to go home and disperse the group from playing. These are kids. And he said, I didn't want to do it. I hated to do it, but that's what I was ordered to do. So here we are again in this mode of, well, I'm just following orders. Well, stop following orders. No one is charged with following illegal orders. You're charged with following orders, but not illegal ones. In fact, you're duty bound to ignore illegal orders. If a police chief says to me, go out and kill Owen Schroyer, and I do it, is that okay? Because after all, I was just following orders. But that's what the crutch that they lean back on. But no, I'm sorry to the police departments of the country. And, of course, the Gestapo in Washington. Following orders is not good enough anymore because the orders are illegal.
So let's go to Fauci now. He threw out – did you see him throw the first pitch getting booed in Seattle?
I did.
I mean,
and he should have been. He should have been more than booed. You know, this is a guy, and I always say this, if someone ran out of the stands and tackled him and beat the crap out of him, they'll arrest the guy. But I say this to people. When you push human beings to the extent that they've pushed us, they're going to have a violent reaction. And it's not the perpetrator's fault. It's the fault of the criminal who has caused it. That's how I look at it. But when it comes to this little Nazi that he is, and he's a little dictator, he reminds me of Joseph Goebbels. Let's experiment on the children. Let's see what we can do to the children. Let's give five-year-olds an injection of an experimental drug. The side effects, we don't know.
So many people over the years have walked up to me.
Hour one of the Alex Jones Show is premiering on the Freedom Network right now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. We're finally here. We're inside the New World Order. A tyrannical corporate world government is publicly taking over the planet, cutting off the resources, and imploding the borders. And InfoWars is under more attack than even major presidents that have been resisting the globalists like Bolsonaro and Trump. And why is that? Because they see me and InfoWars as the archetypal populist threat to their system. And they've been able to trace back much of the modern movements fighting them to us. And that means to you, the viewers and listeners. When Trump says they've got to get through him to get to you, he's telling the truth. And when I tell you they've got to get through me to get to you, that's exactly what's happening. So I wanted to thank you today for your prayers, for your support, and for your steadfast dedication to freedom and your defense of InfoWars. We are a family. We are in this together. And we're going to be persecuted because we stand in the way of the New World Order having its way with our children, with their entire anti-human, transhumanist agenda. So again, I wanted to take a few minutes out to just let you know how much I appreciate you and how amazing this fight has been that we've been in together. And now as we prepare to enter the depths of hell as a nation, as a world, as we go into the fabled New World Order predicted in Revelations of the Bible, it's more important than ever to understand that God that made the universe and made us is in control. This is part of his plan to test us and to test the faithful. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we actually love God. We love justice and we love the truth. Think about Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton's mentor, bragging to Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes that, yeah, she ordered the sanctions that killed 500,000 children, and it was a good price to pay. That's who these godless, bloodthirsty, evil people are who claim they have the moral high ground and try to tell us how to run our lives, how to raise our children. And we stand in defiance of them, and we've had incredible success together resisting their tyranny. But the greatest tests are now upon us. So please, today and tomorrow and next week, spend a few minutes every day in quiet contemplation, as I do, thinking about the cost that innocent children are paying around the world as they starve to death by the tens of millions because of the lockdowns that were put in place by the IMF and World Bank. It's those central banks that are now preparing new lockdowns, and that's why we've got to stay on air to be able to oppose these monsters, because our credibility has exploded. We were supposed to already be off the air by now. The globalists knew that once their plan went into operation, everybody would look back at our films and our articles and our reports and our warnings and the thousands of interviews with experts and would understand that submitting to the New World Order and the crises they're creating only puts us deeper into their control and only makes the chains that much tighter and heavier. The only solution is getting back to God. The only solution is understanding and committing that we must prevail against this tyranny. God's watching. The children are counting on us. And I, again, wanted to spend a few minutes thanking you for your steadfast support. And I wanted to ask you again to redouble your efforts to share the articles and the videos and the reports from InfoWars.com and Bandai Video, because the enemy hates it, the enemy fears it, and the enemy knows that if the truth continues to get out, their program will fail. All over the world, the New World Order is running into massive opposition. They admit they're in deep trouble. And that is because of your incredible efforts here at the tip of the spear. So for myself and the entire InfoWars family, and you, our family, I salute you and I thank you. God bless and good luck.
All right. Now.
Mm-hmm. face of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly.
Wow. Where to begin on this Thursday, August 11th, 2022, Alex Jones Show. I've been thrust into the host chair today, and I've got some big developing news stories. But they're so much bigger than just a 24-hour news cycle, or even a week news cycle, or even a month news cycle. We're talking about world-changing, world-altering events that are happening right now. And when I just kind of look at the waterfront of it all, it really is every issue is now a pivotal choice for the American people, or for the world, rather, but let's just say for the American people, on where we want to go. Do we want to have a medical tyranny where our corrupt establishment can basically just sentence us to death with a vaccine? Do we want to have a government tyranny where you can just be politically persecuted if the regime sees so fit to destroy your life? Do we want to have an education system for our youth that's not an education system, but in fact an indoctrination system? And on the more darker side of it, a sexual grooming system where they just groom children for their own sexual desires in the classroom. And everything I just said is clear and present right now. Right now. And I've got all the examples. You've got Steve Kirsch, who was on Fox News last night, talking about how he can no longer be a Democrat. And he talks about the vaccine. I think it's obviously deeper than that. But he talks about this deadly vaccine, how many people are hurting, how many people have been killed. And so when you see the World Economic Forum advisor Yuval Harari say, "We just don't need the vast majority of the population in today's world," you have to understand, this is what InfoWars has been warning about. This is what Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari are telling you. You're not needed. They own the planet. You're dead. Or you might as well be dead as far as they're concerned. There are demons among us. And it's wild. I'm sitting at dinner last night with some friends, and we're just talking about how liberals are grooming children sexually in classrooms, and just how disgusting and how sick and how twisted that is. And we're at a, you know, decently busy restaurant. We're just like, you know what's even weirder? Some of those freaks are in the restaurant with us right now. They think that's a good idea to teach a six-year-old girl or a six-year-old boy all about different sex types and sex toys and sex orientations and all about the sex the teachers have over the weekend with their sex partners. Make them pledge allegiance to the gay flag and Pride Month. And you're like, wow, that's despicable. That's really fudged up. But they're everywhere. They're liberals. They're Democrats. They're here. And they're destroying us. But see, people are really starting to wake up and understand just how evil the regime is, just how corrupt the Bidens are, and the true intent of the Democrat Party right now in America. And so here is Steve Kirsch, who's been a lifelong Democrat and a Democrat mega donor, discussing why he can no longer be a Democrat last night on Fox News.
Here, Steve Kirsch was a Democratic Party mega donor. He says he's given more than $20 million to help elect Democrats, and now he might just be jumping ship. Steve Kirsch is an entrepreneur, self-made success story, and joins us now to explain his reasoning. Steve, when did the Democratic Party start going south with you?
Well, when they violated my trust, Brian, you know, they told the agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, said that these vaccines were safe and effective. And when I started seeing my friends die and be injured, and I started looking at the data, there was no question that this vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, and that's too unsafe for people to use. And I could not get even a single minute in front of any Democratic congressman. The best I got was that Ro Khanna gave me to a staff member who took 2 months to get back to me. And when I asked if she had read what I had sent her, she said, no, it disagreed with the CDC, so it's not right. And so I didn't really read it.
So
that's as far as I ever got.
But you didn't stop there. You did your own research. What did you find? What did you find was effective? And what was the reaction when you put it out there?
Well, what I found was that hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine, and millions have been injured. And, you know, clearly you are more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying and what the reality is completely opposite. There's a conservative radio show commentator, his name is Wayne Root. He had a wedding 8 months ago. And he had about half conservatives half of his, they're all pretty much conservatives, okay? But half were vaccinated and half were not vaccinated. And he found that of the 100 people that were vaccinated, he had 26 people who were seriously injured. And he had 7 people who died. And in the unvaccinated group, he had 0 and 0.
So, Steve, now, we don't know.
That is statistically impossible.
Right.
If the vaccines are safe.
Right. So Now, Brian Kilmeade is a bit of an establishment hack, in my opinion, who is a conservative commentator on Fox News, hosting for Tucker Carlson, who's off this week. But thank God for Tucker Carlson's crew getting Steve Kirsch on, and thank God for the gumption that Tucker Carlson and his show has for making sure the truth gets told, even though you know some of the big sponsors, corporate ad buyers, and top execs at Fox probably don't like them bashing the vaccine like that. But what have I been saying this week? We've been tuning into the war room. I said, Fox News at night sounds more like InfoWars this week than ever before. Than ever before. So that's kind of the time period we're in now. We're in the InfoWars paradigm of understanding current events, politics, more so than ever before. And it was the raid of Mar-a-Lago, really, that pushed the Overton window that far. And so I see that as a great victory. I see that as the reinforcements arriving. I see that as the truth finally rising to the top, despite the attempts to chill free speech, censor free speech, bully, intimidate, and terrorize people from speaking the truth. It all comes from the American left in our modern political parlance. But it was InfoWars that was groundbreaking. It is InfoWars that's been set for destruction. You know this. Another way InfoWars is having a victory right now is Alex Jones' new book has been on the top selling charts on Amazon since it was released for pre-order just under a month ago. And we're about to launch a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones is going to be signing thousands of these books. I think the final number was 5,000. Alex is planning on signing thousands of The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones. He's going to sign them, and we're going to sell them at InfoWarsStore.com, the latest fundraiser to make sure that free speech can stay alive and that InfoWars can beat the internet censorship of the totalitarian Democrat left regime.
I am a non.
Stack of news here I want to get into on the raid of Mar-a-Lago. Alex Jones is going to be joining me at noon, so 40 minutes. And it's just hilarious. Democrats, just, you are the bad guys. We know you're the bad guys. You're the communists. You're the anti-American, degenerate culture, scum, rot, gut of our civilization. You're destroyers, is what you are. The American left, Democrats, are the destroyers of civilization, the destroyers of worlds. And that's what they're in the process of doing right now, destroying the United States of America. And so the coping that they're attempting right now to deal with the American people waking up and realizing who the bad guys are, realizing who the Nazis are, realizing who the authoritarians are, the totalitarians are, realizing where the corruption runs deep. It is the Democrat Party. It is the establishment regime that is allied, unified with the American left. And so here's Eric Swalwell trying to cope last night. He puts this statement out, just ridiculous. He says, the FBI didn't broadcast they searched Trump's home. They didn't even send agents in FBI jackets. The only reason we know it happened is because Trump told us. The FBI didn't try to embarrass Trump. The guy who politicized it should be the one who shows the warrant. Eric Swalwell. I mean, just what an... what an absolute scum. What an absolute low-life, lying cockroach Eric Swalwell is. A traitor to this country. A traitor to the human race. A traitor to his own family. His own lineage. A complete disgrace to the human race. Oh, the FBI wasn't trying to embarrass Trump. Nobody would have even knew it would have happened. Eric, they showed up with 30-plus agents with guns. Oh, they were they pilfered through his wife's wardrobe, you pervert freaks. They are perverts, by the way. I mean, aside from what they do to children to get their sexual rocks off. I mean, it's like they made this whole big deal. Alex Jones had a picture of his wife on his phone. It's like they make this whole big fuss about a picture of his wife. They go on multiple news and outlets talking about it. These people are perverted freaks. They are sexually perverted freaks. Of course they want to sexualize children. But for Eric Swalwell to sit here and act like the FBI was trying to do things above board, what a joke. And they didn't give Trump's attorneys or Donald Trump himself the warrant. And guess what, Swalwell? The judge that signed the warrant came out today and he actually demanded that the FBI give Trump's lawyers a copy, because they didn't. Even the judge that signed the warrant admitted that Trump's lawyers did not get a copy of it and made a statement demanding that they do. Sorry, Eric, you're wrong again. But I guess, you know, the FBI showing up at Mar-a-Lago for 10 hours with guns drawn in trucks with dozens of agents. I guess that's the FBI trying to do things above board, right? Because it's not like they could have just asked Donald Trump for documents. It's not like they could have just asked Donald Trump for corruption and done things amicably. No, this is Eric Swalwell. I mean, look at these images of all the FBI agents out there flashing lights and everything. And Swalwell says they weren't trying to embarrass him. They were trying to do this quietly. What's Eric Swalwell going to lie about next? Here's the rest of the news on that. The deep state corruption Democrat running the FBI and all the other alphabet agencies continues to be put on display. FBI delivers subpoenas to Republicans who question election theft. So you're not allowed to question an election unless you're a Democrat. See how that works? You're not allowed to question an election unless you're a Democrat. Then you're expected to question it when you lose. But if you're a Republican and you question an election, how dare you? The FBI is going to come out and come after you. Now, here's Megyn Kelly just showing you once again how despicable the media is. Megyn Kelly goes ballistic over FBI raid against Trump, says it's BS, says it's about January 6th. You know, that's nice, Megyn. Megyn really thinks she knows how to go where the wind blows, doesn't she? When she thought it was advantageous for her career to attack Donald Trump and be anti-Donald Trump, she did it. Now she thinks it's advantageous to support Donald Trump, and so she's doing it. Just shows you how corrupt, two-faced the media really is. Rand Paul suggests FBI may have planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago. Thank you, Rand Paul, for being willing to say it. Donald Trump said it as well. And they've got the whole thing on tape, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And they didn't, the FBI told them to turn the cameras off. They didn't. And so Eric Trump said that he has, or they have on camera, FBI agents behaving improperly. So I don't know what that means. They have the footage. The feds thought that they turned the cameras off. They didn't. How's that for a taste of your own medicine? Tulsi Gabbard speaks out against it. FBI raid against Trump, a blatant abuse of power. Thank you, Tulsi Gabbard, for telling it like it is. Indiana Republican who was born in the USSR blasts FBI Trump raid as KGB-style tactics. Yeah, it's hilarious. The American left calls everyone Nazis. The American left pretends like Russia is still the USSR, tyrants. And then the American left goes out and behaves like Nazis and communists from the USSR and the KGB. It's funny, they point the finger at all their enemies saying, Russian, Russian, Nazi, Nazi. And then you look at their playbook and it's just got nothing but communist Nazi playbook plays in it. That's all they do. UFC president Dana White and top fighters slam FBI Trump raid. Well, thank God for the UFC and Dana White, because you're not going to find another professional athlete in this country saying a damn thing. They're all either cowards or morons. And you know what? I know that a lot of professional athletes tune in to this transmission and our broadcasts. You know, somebody's going to have to break the barrier. And Aaron Rodgers kind of pushed it and tested it, and Kyrie Irving kind of pushed it and tested it, and Jonathan Isaac, and there have been some other players making some statements. But man, oh man. And I get it. You don't want to bring politics into the profession. I actually appreciate that. But in case you haven't realized, the politics have already been brought into your profession. They have drag queen story times at ball games now. So that's what's going on. But hey, the UFC isn't afraid to tell it like it is. The UFC isn't afraid to stand up for America. Good for them. Now, I've seen this theory bandied about. And, well, okay. The theory is that there's a rat in the Trump team or at Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago rat. Informant told FBI what documents in Trump's possession and where to search during raid. But, you know, I'll come back to this on the other side. But, you know, what if Trump put out bait? What if there was a supposed rat inside Mar-a-Lago, but it wasn't actually a rat? It was just a decoy. It was just bait. Because you know how easy it is to trick a Democrat rat, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our fun...
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So I'm seeing a narrative forming here, or conflicting narratives, or battling narratives, if you will. Is there a rat inside of Trump's people, inside of Trump's team? Is there a rat at Mar-a-Lago? Or potentially, did Donald Trump set a little trap for the FBI? Maybe not even for anything too consequential in its purpose, but more of just a, hey, look what we can get them to do. Where he just says to maybe a couple people on his team, hey, somebody tell the feds that I've got this in my safe. Or somebody tell the feds, you heard I got this over here. Let's see what we can get them to do. And then boom, they jump and do it. Or maybe there was somebody inside of Mar-a-Lago that wanted to try to rat Trump out to the feds. Or maybe Trump was trying to smoke.